And now it's time to join Diana O'Carroll, who's the Queen Bee of our Question of the Week.
This week, what be the problem?
Hello, I'm Jane from Cambridge, and I have a question for you. Out of interest, having just discovered that when bees are attacked by something like a hornet, they can form a bee ball around it and boil it to death with all the heat generated in this ball, I was wondering whether it's theoretically possible that they could do the same to a human. Given unlimited bees, I suppose, I wonder how many you'd need.
So, first of all, what's happening when the bees do the boiling?
My name is Jürgen Tautz. I'm working in the university at Würzburg in Germany, and I'm heading the bee group. The heat by the honeybee is produced by its strongest machine, which is a wing muscles used for flight activity usually. So the bees can mechanically decouple their wings and let the flight muscles run full power. And this way, a lot of heat is being produced, which gets to about 65 millijoule if one takes the energy. The energy for producing this heat is taken then by the honey. So the honey, which the bees are producing from the nectar they collect at flowers, this is the source of energy they have to eat first and then transform it into heat.
And how many bees would have to feast on honey before decoupling their wings?
The calculation can go like this. So if we assume that a human consists of about 50 litres of pure water, which is close to realistic, that a human dies at 42 centigrade, which means a human has to be heated up from 36 to 42 centigrade. We need to heat up 1 gram of water, so 1 milliliter of water. For 1 degree Celsius, we need 5 joules. Which means to heat up a human for 6 centigrade, we need 1.5 million joule. If, on the other hand, we take the heat which can be produced by a honeybee, which is 65 millijoule, it's very easy now to calculate how many bees we need to heat a human to death, which is roughly about 20 million honeybees, which comes close to about 1,000 mid-sized bee colonies. So not much space on the surface of a human to give access to all these bees.
That's right, 20 million bees or 1,000 colonies to essentially cook a human. And to heat a person up to 100 degrees, roughly the boiling point of water, you'd need about 250 million bees. That's 12,500 colonies, or about a sixth of all the hives currently registered in the UK. But you'd only need to feed them 160 million joules worth of honey, which you'd find in about 50 jars of the stuff, and that honey would cost you about 150 quid, which isn't so bad. Speaking of insects...
Hello, this is Silva from Vienna in Austria. I was wondering what exactly happens when a caterpillar pupates and then turns into a butterfly. Does it liquefy into some sort of protein sludge and start from scratch, or does it just grow wings? Thank you, bye.
What happens behind the closed doors of a chrysalis? Answers on our forum at thenakedscientists.com/forum or email us with the address. And that's chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Thank you, Diana. So if you know what's going on in a caterpillar's metamorphosis, then do get in touch. Drop us an email to chris@thenakedscientists.com. with your ideas. That's all we have time for this week. Next week, Chris will be back with Sarah Castor-Perry to look at cognition-enhancing, or so-called smart, drugs. We'll be asking if they really work to give you a brain boost, and if universities should be dope testing before exams, much like they do athletes in the Olympics. If you've got any questions or comments on that or any other science topic, get them into us by email to chris@thenakedscientists.com or through Twitter, tweet @NakedScientists. Many thanks to John Parnell, Stefan Brabeck and Tristan Smith for joining us this week, and to our production team, Tom Simpkins, Mira Senthilingam, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the Natural Environment Research Council and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at thenakedscientists.com.